This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. The number of Coloradans in the hospital with COVID could get back above 500 in just 1 month, but vaccinations and previous infections could help the state's health systems fare better than during earlier surges of the pandemic. CPR's John Daly reports.
A state modeling report projects a steady upward trend driven by a new Omicron subvariant. In the worst-case scenario, hospitalizations could reach 800, according to the May 12th modeling report. That considerable surge would be about half of January's Omicron wave peak. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
A new survey of teachers in Colorado shows most say their schools are a good place to work, but they have concerns about other things. Here's CPR's Jenny Brundine.
8 in 10 teachers say their schools are good learning environments. Most are satisfied with instructional and community support, but 4 in 10 say they don't have enough time to prepare instruction. Half say they don't have time to assess how or if new initiatives are working or time to analyze and respond to testing data. Teachers say the most beneficial trainings they get are on how to support students experiencing trauma. About half of teachers in Colorado filled out the survey. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
The High Park fire near Cripple Creek is 27% contained after a weekend of suppression efforts. Lathan Johnson with the fire management team gave an update on the fire Sunday.
Our goal is to keep it as small as possible, but we're facing some really challenging conditions.
There's an evacuation center for residents in Woodland Park. This is CPR News.